The extensive plan was unveiled last week, calling for $60 million worth of renovations to the building, which was built in 1939. The cost rises to $68 million when including the expense of relocating staff and paying for a special bond election. Gretchen Hall is president and CEO of the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We have had a tremendous reaction, a lot of support with obviously the performers and the users of the facility, but also through the community with our plans for the restoration of the historic building as well as the new modern feature on the back.
She says Robinson Center Music Hall is outdated by today's standards and needs the work to remain viable.
That really limits what shows we can actually host in the house itself and prohibits us from hosting several of the larger Broadway shows especially. The sound and the technology, the acoustics really need some upgrades.
Officials want to fund work using an existing 2% hospitality tax on prepared foods and hotel stays. But Mark Abernathy, a longtime Little Rock restaurant owner, who today runs Loca Luna and Red Door, says his industry has not been included in discussions and doesn't believe this is the best way to pay for the work.
We need to save Robinson. It's a valuable asset, but you don't do it like this. I mean, you need to include the hospitality industry because it's our customers that pay this tax. You need to talk to us. We need to be part of the dialogue. We need to take a little time to, I think there's smarter ways to do this. A lot of people have said there's better ways to do this.
Abernathy says he was surprised to learn about the plan a week ago and that the Little Rock Board of Directors is already set to decide whether to allow an election.
They're going to tie up $70 million for 30 years without talking about it. They don't want to even talk about this. They want to railroad this through the city board. They want to vote on it before anybody even has a chance, not only to not, that we can't understand what they're doing, but they don't want anybody to even talk about it. They don't want any discussion.
That's unfortunate, his feeling on that, and I don't feel that we are railroading anything through. We've been very public about the study of Robinson Center and this study of this renovation plan, actually since October of 2011. We rolled out those findings publicly in June of 2012 and included in those findings that a large portion of the funding would be proposed as a bond initiative dedicating the A&P tax.
Robinson Center is currently hosting the Broadway show Wicked. This was from Sunday night's performance. Before that night's show, a representative of Celebrity Attractions came out and told the crowd there would be an election in December and asked audience members to vote for the renovations, suggesting it's already believed the Little Rock Board will decide today to allow a special election. Gretchen Hall.
Well, I certainly don't want to take anything for granted. We did receive, a nice reception from the presentation last week. The city board had a lot of questions, and we have answered all of those. They may have additional questions.
Today's meeting begins earlier than normal at 4 o'clock at Little Rock City Hall. Abernathy is hoping for more discussion before referring this to voters.
This will be a real integrity check for the city board to see if they'll just say, whoa, we just need to stop a minute and take a look at this. This may be a great idea and a great plan, but on the surface, it just looks nuts.
If approved today, the proposal to renovate Robinson could go before voters as early as December. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.